Thursday edition of the Mike McFeely Show begins right now on the mighty 790 KFGO and runs for a three-hour tour until 5 p.m. And lots of great stuff coming up in today's program, including, we hope, our usual Wednesday conversation during the baseball season with Twins play-by-play guy Dick Bramer, although the Twinkies are playing right now against the Chicago White Sox and trailing, as we speak, 3-2 to the Pale Hose, as we call them, on Chicago's south side. But hopefully the Twins game will get over in time to visit with Dick Bramer. And, of course, our highly touted 4 o'clock four-pack with KFGO News Director Paul Juergens at 4:05 with a twist today, with a surprise today on the 4 o'clock four-pack. Don't give me that look, Pinto Gunderson. You know what the surprise is. It's a surprise to our listeners. It's a surprise to Jergy. It's not a surprise to you what's happening.
No. I'm excited. I want to see. I saw this surprise kind of make its way into the building earlier this morning. I've been waiting. So it should be fun.
It'll be good. That'll come up, of course, at 4:06. Our phone numbers, as always, in the program, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. If you've listened to KFGO after noon today, you've heard the story broke by Paul Juergens, our news director, about the situation in Sargent County, that a road grader operator was found passed out behind the wheel of that road grader. By all indications, that driver was drunk. And instead of law enforcement being called, instead of the county sheriff's Sheriff Travis Paper being called, some county commissioners decided, with the help of the state's attorney, to give that road grader operator a ride home. The sheriff of Sargent County, Travis Paper, was none too happy when he found out that happened, that law enforcement was circumvented in this case. And he joins us right now on the Mike McFeely Show to give us his thoughts on this situation. Hello, Sheriff Travis Paper of Sargent County. How are you today?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing well.
Good, good, good. So tell us why you're upset about this, Sheriff. I laid out, I think, what happened in this case, that the county commissioners were on a road tour. They found the operator passed out behind the wheel of the road grader. They decided, after consultation with the state's attorney, Lyle Bope, to give the gentleman a ride home. You were not contacted. You found out about it later. When did you find out about it? Maybe first of all, that's the first question. How did you find out about it? And second of all, what's your reaction to it?
You know, this happened Wednesday afternoon last week. I'm not exactly sure of the time, but it was late Thursday morning when I was approached by several individuals in the county wanting to know why we did not take action at this event. And I wasn't even aware that the situation had taken place. So that was news to me that, you know, that they even found this county road crew operator apparently drunk behind the wheel of a Blade. A little bit later on that afternoon, I did have a conversation with the state's attorney. He made me aware that that indeed took place. So that's when I got official notice almost 24 hours later.
So as I understand it, the protocol that was followed was the county commissioners contacted the state's attorney. The state's attorney then gave advice on how to handle the situation. The county commissioners followed through on that, and you were never contacted. Is that the way you understand it?
Yeah, that's correct. I don't know the exact conversation that the commissioners or the road superintendent had with the state attorney. But in the end result was that my office or no law enforcement agency was contacted.
So your reaction to that was what? Anger, frustration? How would you describe it? And why did you feel that way?
Well, yeah, you know, I had a little bit of little mixed emotions, I guess. I was angry, disappointed that decisions were made, and I feel they weren't the right decisions. You know, we got a couple different facets we were looking at. You know, there was potential of criminal activity, a potential driver that was impaired. This happened to be a county employee operating county equipment. You know, I felt law enforcement should have investigated that, that crime. And besides the fact of that, the individual in question here, there was never a blood test or a breath test to actually determine if he was impaired, if it was alcohol impairment, or if this was a medical condition. There just was no evidentiary test taken.
So is it common for a state's attorney to be contacted? But, and again, you're saying you don't know what the sequence of events was, so I'm not trying to put those words in your mouth, but that those were my words that laid out the sequence of events. Is it common for a state's attorney to be consulted or contacted before law enforcement is, or in place of law enforcement? Because my first instinct as a citizen would to be to call you, the sheriff, and not call somebody and say, hey, what should we do here?
Well, I know, and speaking with the commissioners that were on scene when this took place, you know, number one, it caught them totally by surprise. That was the last thing they expected to find. And, you know, initially they thought there was a problem with the individual medically. Once they determined that wasn't the case, kind of in the heat of the moment, they decided to call counsel for the county, which would be the state's attorney. And they received direction from the state attorney's office, and I think the commissioners were satisfied with the direction that he'd given them.
When you say that you're a little upset about the evidence or the evidentiary situation where we really don't know what was going on with the driver, who by the name is a gentleman by the name of Donald Marquette, who has since resigned his position from what I understand. Was there any question that he was under the influence of alcohol based on what the commissioner saw or what was witnessed? Or why are you upset about that if the commissioners felt that he was under the influence of something?
Well, if you look at it in two different phases, from a criminal investigation to determine if somebody's driving impaired, you're going to do, you know, your field sobriety test, maybe a preliminary breath test, and then if needed, there'd be an arrest made, and then an evidentiary test such as blood to determine his level of legal intoxication. On the employment side of things, you know, Mr. Marquette in this case, nobody really knows if he was drinking. They claim they could smell the odor of alcoholic beverages coming from about his person. He displayed signs of an impaired person, but they never gathered that evidence if it was his impairment was due to intoxication. It could have been a medical issue.
Sure. Okay, I got you. Travis Paper, the sheriff of Sargent County, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. We're talking about the county road grader operator who was found passed out by some county commissioners, and instead of the sheriff's office being called, the state's attorney was called, and Sheriff Paper is none too happy about that and frustrated about that. The obvious thing that's being bandied about, Sheriff, is, well, this is all a good old boys club. This is all people who know one another and they're protecting each other in Sargent County. Is that a fair assessment in this case? And does Sargent County need to get the word out that that is not the way things operate? Or is that a fair assessment?
I don't believe that's a fair assessment. I don't believe, as one of the commissioners alluded to earlier, that I don't think this was a conscious cover-up. I think they acted instinctively to call the state's attorney looking for legal advice. And once that was given to them, they went in that direction. I don't believe that the good old boy policy is alive and well in Sargent County.
So what steps do you want to see taken then? Because if you're upset about this, there needs to be some communication between yourself and the county commissioners, or yourself and somebody, the state's attorney, to rectify this so this doesn't happen again. What do you want to see happen?
Well, and there has been, since this has taken place, there has been dialogue that's opened up. And I think in certain regards, they realize that things maybe could have been done differently. And I don't want to see this type of situation ever arise again where this is overlooked. I think there was some liability that was created for the county and obviously the motoring public. And it does give the impression that there was a cover-up. And that's the problem, is that impression is there when I don't really believe that it is.
Okay. Sheriff Paper, thank you. Thanks for coming on today. It's good to talk to you. And I should let listeners know, since we're done with the interview now, that Fargo-Moorhead listeners and from the area may recognize your name because you played high school basketball a few years ago for West Fargo High School under Bob Torgerson. And you've since moved on to a career in law enforcement. It sounds like you're doing well in Sargent County. So good to speak with you, and we'll talk again, okay?
All right. Thanks for the props for the Packers.
You got it, Sheriff.